Friends, family, and loved ones of Lorraine Ganser, grace unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our consideration this morning is taken from the 10th chapter of St. John, the gospel lesson which has already been read. You know, we don't do much sheep around here. Around here we do cows and pigs and maybe the occasional chicken, but we really don't do much sheep around here. Around the time and place of Jesus, they did sheep all the time. Sheep in the time of Jesus were as thick as pigs and cows in Iowa, and the sheep, well, they were pretty much helpless without a shepherd. So there were shepherds all over the place too. And not all the shepherds were the same. Not all the shepherds were the same. Like livestock today, the sheep of that day were very valuable animals, mostly for their wool, which could be spun into thread. And then somebody like Lorraine would have weaved it into cloth or dyed it or both and made it into something useful or pretty or both. As such, the sheep rustlers were never far away, and a bad shepherd didn't care. A bad shepherd didn't care. During the day, the sheep pastured, and at night, they were brought into an enclosure, which was made of wood or stone, whatever was available. That's what we build things out of. The shepherd would then become the door of that enclosure. He would lay across the opening in and out, and that's where he, in fact, slept. The walls would protect the sheep from wolves and other predators and from any thieves. And the gatekeeper shepherd completed the enclosure and served as the alarm. And not all shepherds were the same. The hireling, Jesus says, he doesn't have any skin in the game. And when he sees the wolf coming, he just runs away. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. Not all shepherds are the same. The good shepherd knows his sheep's wool. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I saw in the obit that Lorraine was from Minot, North Dakota. My daughter, the captain, spent 2 winters at Minot Air Force Base. She's been at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam for 2 years. And she would tell you that Hawaii is better than Minot, North Dakota, at least when it comes to climate. The Western Great Plains used to be labeled the Great American Desert before people started going there to farm. They went there to farm because Iowa was already taken, and they broke the sod, and they planted wheat, and it was all good. Good market for wheat. The rains came, and then it all stopped. The stock market crash, recession, the bottom dropped out of the wheat market, and the rains did not come. And the rains did not come some more, and the dirt started blowing away, and people like her people left. I know a lot of them, and they found a piece of Iowa. And I don't know if her people were farmers, but regardless, economically as well as weather, Iowa was a better place to live in the 1930s than North Dakota. And I don't know if you can gauge a person's happiness by a person's smile, but I do know that Lorraine always had a smile for me. Whether at the house here or at Grand Haven, and whenever she came to church, and she was a regular here until she couldn't. And then the list of things she couldn't started to get longer. Looking at the slideshow, I didn't see any photos of only her. She was always with people, mostly with Devere or Derv. In a lot of them, she's surrounded by a sea of children and she's smiling. And then the list of things she couldn't got longer still. And the smile did not come as easy. And then I think the smile kind of went away. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. And that abundant life promised by Jesus to his sheep takes place in this life until it doesn't. Until it doesn't. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, and indeed, the shepherd, the good shepherd, would go to the cross where he would lay down his very life for the sheep, including her, to give them eternal life. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and he did know her. He knew her, the psalmist said, even while she was in the womb. In Ephesians, Paul tells us that God knew her before the foundations of the earth. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. He knew her. He knows her. And in holy baptism, he claimed her to be his own. I know my sheep, and he did, and he does. From Minot to Durant to Grand Mound to Grand Haven, all the days of his love, of her life, he has known her. He has numbered the hairs on her head. He has cared and watched over her like a loving shepherd cares for his sheep all the days of her life. And my sheep know me, and she knew him. And she knew him. Paul said, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. And at her confirmation, she confessed her belief in the resurrected Jesus. And she continued to confess that same faith here on Sunday mornings and in other places there at her new home. And my sheep know me, and she knows him. And in the evening, the flock retreats for the night into the pen. And the shepherd becomes the door, and the sheep rest in safety and security. And in the morning, the shepherd calls out, and my sheep hear my voice and follow. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the stranger. And it's morning. It's morning. And the good shepherd has called this lamb out of this sheepfold to himself. She, who so often shared the heavenly feast with him here, will now share it with us there. The abundant life we see in glimpses here, and only temporarily, she has in full there. From North Dakota to Iowa, no, it's not heaven now. This is heaven, like Hawaii, only a lot better all the time. Paul says, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. I would not have you to be ignorant, Paul says. That means I don't want you to be in doubt. I don't want you to not know. I do want you to know what happened to Lorraine last Tuesday. This is what happened to Lorraine last Tuesday. She who had dwelt in the valley of death all the days of her life now dwells in paradise, where there is no sin, where there is no sickness, where she is whole in every way, and where she's smiling. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until